Fez.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Uzi, run that shit back, boy.
I walk in a storm, buy what I want. I want this, I want that, I want this, okay, okay. Be skipping a line, go straight to the front. I want this, I want that, I want this, okay, get it. Okay, and we still run it up through the pandemic. Bring that girl to the crib, let my man hit it. But that Cartier water, my wrist sinking. Niggas know how we moving, advancing, man. Really shorty is head giving. When I'm blowing her back, her leg limping. If I clip and I clap, I'm that different. I go missing it, everything is in motion. The pussy wet, the pussy water is ocean. I just be floating. Hey, big body, she a 10 when she posing. Tell her to move. Throw them hunters, you know I like blues. It be flooded, I like me a cruise. When I'm single, I like them in twos. Twos. I walk in a storm, buy what I want. I want this, I want that, I want this, okay, okay. Be skipping a line, go straight to the front. I want this, I want that, I want this, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, shorty feeling my vibe, trees. So much juice, how you not see? G-Wagon, I'm in a hot seat. Get money, yeah, we the posse. Oh, don't bring him here, I please. Never put up, he want chopped cheese. Someone just go get the op, please. Cause he really a op, please. And they like how my watch freeze. Chandelier dancing, my watch freeze. Nigga, wear out your ops, please. Try to run up, they gon' pop, squeeze him. That nigga off balance, he leaning. I put the ski on, it go demon. Get money, these diamonds is gleaming. I walk in a storm, buy what I want. I want this, I want that, I want this, okay, okay. Be skipping a line, go straight to the front. I want this, I want that, I want this, okay, get it. Okay.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's another Thursday with your favorite motherfucking host, 50 Bands, for the love of sports, drugs, and entertainment. You know how we coming. You know we talking about the biggest shit talker in New York. That's what they call me. I know what you're here for. Anyway, that song was about my boy YM. I want. Shout out to my boy YM, Brooklyn's own. He on tour right now. In the city near you, I think he's doing about 30 shows. He's working. Anytime I need a song, anything I need, he just does it for me. So that's my boy, man. Like I said, we playing a lot of independent music, a lot of independent artists. Just tap in, man. If you want to be heard, man, this show is being heard all around the world. You think I'm lying? I'm flying, man. So my feet is on the ground. But anyway, this week has been crazy. From last week's show to this week's show, the sports world, the entertainment world, did a lot. Speaking of money, shout out to Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Raven, black quarterback, just signed the biggest contract in NFL history, 5 years, $260 million. That man stood on his toes. He stood on his ground, rather. He ain't let up. I think his mother's his agent. And he was like, fuck it. I'm like, y'all ain't going to pay me. I ain't going to play. Fuck that franchise tag. Pay me that bread. So he got it, man. So for people out there, for the young kids listening, stand on your ground if you really believe in something. It'll come through, man. You know, you just got to believe in yourself and whatever you got to offer. Make sure you getting paid your worth. More football news. My New York Jets, we got Aaron Rodgers. We got Aaron bleeping Rodgers. What was Stephen A. going to say? That bad man will be in New Jersey every other Sunday when football season starts, and I will be there. I'm thinking about getting season tickets. I don't know yet. But I think we can make a Super Bowl run because last year we beat a lot of the tough teams or gave the tough team to run for their money. But our quarterback play was dismal. As Zach Wilson, our number two pick, I don't know what's up with him. Hopefully, he could be good under the tutelage of Aaron Rodgers. So, hopefully it work out. Because Aaron Rodgers not going to be here for that long. He'll be here 2 years max. Because the guy before he left Green Bay, if you didn't know, he went on a darkness retreat. And he said before he went to that darkness retreat, he said he was 90% retired. And if you don't know what a darkness retreat is, it's a place you go for 4 days, complete darkness. They show you where the bathroom's at, but they have cameras in there, but you can't see nothing. So imagine that. So he went in there, he came out and said, yo, listen, I want to play for the Jets. And we got him. We didn't get too much for him. We traded back with their pick. So we had the 13th pick in the first round. Now we got the 15th. I think he swapped the second round pick. Something like that. Nothing too crazy, but you got to do what you got to do. Quarterback is the most important. I mean, most important position in football, but in sports, because football is the biggest sport in the United States. So if you're the quarterback, you can't get hit, right? They don't let you get hit like back in the days, but it's different. So if you ain't got a good quarterback, it don't matter what you got on the other side of the ball as far as the offense, it's going to be a long, long season. And last year, my Jets, we were 7-4 and wound up being 7-10, lost 6 in a row. Good thing I'm not a bet man when it comes to sports betting. I might bet with some Nick haters and some shit like that. But you know, that's it. But I don't really go too hard because I know like my team. Sometimes I bet with my heart instead of betting with my mind. And that's what they say with little boys do. So I'm a big man. So I ain't even doing that. But I think this year we're gonna definitely make a Super Bowl run. Listen, the phone lines is open. If you want to talk to your boy. We can talk this motherfucking sports shit. We can rock. Number is 929-477-2425. 929-477-2425. But anyway, back to more sports. Did y'all see that motherfucking game last night? I'm talking about the Bucks versus the Heat. Did Jimmy Butler show out or not? That game was crazy. I was at a pool hall. Shout out to my dog. I ain't going to say his name, but we was shooting pool last night. They was up 16 going in the fourth, the Bucks. I'm thinking that game's over. I'm thinking they're going to come back, force the game six. The dude, he had the Golden State game on. I'm like, yo, bro, turn that game. It's like 3 minutes left. He's like, nah, a lot of people want to watch the Golden State game. I said, listen, it's only the third quarter. Go to this game. He went to that game. That game was crazy. Went to overtime. The Heat came back. The Heat, I don't know. The Heat is very, very resilient, and they showed it last night, being down double digits in game five and game four in the fourth to come back and win. But let's get back to the Bucks. What happens with the Bucks now? That is one of the biggest upsets in basketball history since, I think, that Baron Davis Warrior team with Steven Jackson and Monte Ellis and them, they beat Dirk Nowitzki, number one seed Dallas Maverick team back in the early 2000s. So that usually doesn't happen. Milwaukee, they was a betting favorite. They had home court advantage throughout the whole entire playoffs, and they lost to the HC. But let's not just get this shit all twisted. That HC wasn't a regular HC. A couple years ago in 2020, during the pandemic, remember the Lakers beat Miami in the pandemic, in the bubble. So they definitely had a lot of those players still there. They had the experience. So, you know, they just had a bad start. But, you know, when it's playoff Jimmy, that's what they call him, Jimmy Butler. When he goes, man. That guy was looking like Jordan out there. He had 56. They had 42 last night. You know, but back to the Bucks. What are the Bucks going to do next? What can they do? Should Giannis stay there? Should he go to a big market like my team, the Brooklyn Nets, come and save us? Or should he just wait it out? Because at this point right now, in my mind, he doesn't owe Milwaukee anything. Milwaukee had a 52-year championship drought. He brought him a chip, just like how LeBron did when LeBron left and went to L.A. I think his job is done there. There's a lot of free agents on that team this year. Middleton's a free agent. Brooke Lopez is a free agent. So who knows if they can keep that team together. But Giannis, I think he should force his way out of there and come to a big market. You see how New York is looking, how LA's looking, how Miami's looking, these big markets when these teams are thriving is unimaginable, the limits and possibilities of money and sponsorships you can get. Not saying he don't have them now, but he don't have his own signature shoe. I guarantee if he was in Brooklyn, if he was in Miami, or even if he was in the Knicks, he would definitely have his own signature shoe. But who knows? Maybe they get rid of the coach because there's a lot of mistakes. You just watch in this game, and it's crazy because it's like when you see like a football game, just like a Super Bowl per se. When I watched that Super Bowl, I knew Kansas City was going to come back. It's just certain times when a team is rolling, it don't matter. They could be down 25. They're going to come back. And Miami had it in them. So I'm looking at Miami. Can Miami make another final run? Because right now, from Facebook, from Instagram, in the New York area, the Tri-State area, all the radio shows, Stephen A. Smith, all these people are thinking, maybe the Knicks can go to the finals. But I think they're looking past Miami. And I don't think they want to do that. Even though Tyler Herro got hurt, they still made a run. They still beat the number one seed. So if you think you just going to run past the Miami after they've been built, they're ready to test it, they got another thing coming. I like Miami in that series. I like Miami in seven, maybe six. Maybe six. Because I don't know what happened with Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs. I don't know if it was inexperience as far as them first time being in the playoffs, not his first time, but everybody else. Maybe the stage was too big, or maybe we just overhyped that team. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe we overhyped them. Maybe we overhyped them. But Miami took care of business, man. Giannis got hurt. He came back the last two games. They came back. Even in game two, the game that they lost, Milwaukee hit 25 threes. And that don't happen all the time. Miami could have probably swept them. Do you see how good this team is? They got a good coach. They got a good coach over there. I think that Knicks series is going to be beautiful. Like I said, I got Miami in six. I think they shut it out in South Beach, especially if Julius Randle's not 100%, because remember, he got hurt in that last game when he played them. And he had 40-something on. I think he had 43, hit a buzzer beater. So they really going to need him in that series. But I think playoff Jimmy is right now, like, he's in a different stratosphere right now. I think he's top five players right now. He has been the best player in the playoffs. The best player. Best player in the playoffs right now. Hands down. You know, but anyway, I'm going to get to some music because I've been going. That's what y'all here for. Get into some music. After this, y'all can call in.
929-477-2425.
For the record,
radio.
Damn, baby, that hands
up. We in the city, get with me. We pulling off of the city. We trying to grind, keep it lit. I been with designer with a bad bitch, spending off of my seat. Now we switching up the fabric, now all of us get it. I fuck most time and get that check. And then the game, put them on the check. You know it's time to get away, show the vibe to get away. Visit me, I saw it, baby girl, she tripping. She know my gang, they got it, whole gang stay with me. I fuck most time and get that check. And then the game, put them on the check. You know the vibe to get away, show the vibe to get away. Visit me, I saw it, baby girl, she tripping. No, my gang, man, got it.
I need a few bands, just a few bands, huh, just to get booked for a show. This bitch whack 100 on bro. I was in the back, now I'm back on the road, huh. So Brody don't fuck with that bitch, she a hoe. She been fucking like most of the bros. With 20K around my neck like a boat. When I dress, I'ma dress to a pro. And your niggas mad, we them young niggas making them mad. When my young niggas getting they back, we them young niggas making them mad, huh. And your niggas mad, we them young niggas making them mad. When my young niggas getting they back, we them young niggas making them mad. Look in the phone, let's go on the race. This bitch getting born, I'm losing my pace. Just that walk word LOV shit, huh. You know how I come with the gang, huh. Been feeling some pain since I was a gang. This shit ain't the same, huh. New form whip, new Lambo, huh. Can't handle this thing, huh.
We in the city, get with me. We pullin' off of the city. We tryna grind, keep it litty. We tryna grind, keep it litty. I've been with designer with a bad bitch, spending off of my seat. Now we're switching up the fabric, now all of us get it. I fuck most time and get that check. And then the game, put them on the check. You know the vibe, let's get away. Show the vibe, let's get away. Visit me, I saw it. Baby
girl, she trippin'. She know my gang, they got it. Whole gang stay with me. I fuck both time and get that check. We in the game, put them on the check. We know the diamonds get away. Show the diamonds get away. 50 VVS on it. Baby girl, she trippin'. She know my gang, they got it. Whole gang stay with me. Gonna fly, yeah. Gonna make it slide. Money off of music, I make money on the side. Mouth open wide, wanna show me up to try. If I'm getting chicken, yeah, I'm chicken with the side. Turn the club up, make your girl wanna come with us. We drive Lambos, ain't no motherfucking riding, but we gon' keep on grinding. We know things on the way, but we know bigger things. We know things on the way. I spend about 10,000 a day. Now she's damn that. I remember she didn't notice me. Now it's time to let Lil Brody in. Go on, 100K, we gon' blow the screen. We in the city, get with me. We pullin' off of the city. We tryna grind, keep it lit. We tryna grind, keep it lit. I've been with designer with a bad bitch, spending off my seat. Now we're switching up the fabric, now all of us did it. I'm for most time, we get that check. We live in the game, put them on the check. We know the diamonds get away. Show the diamonds get away. Visit VVS on it. Baby girl, she trippin'. She know my gang, they got it. Whole gang stay with me. I'm for most time, we get that check. We live in the game, put them on the check. We know the diamonds get away. We know the diamonds get away. Visit VVS on it. Baby girl, she trippin'. She know my gang, they got it. Whole gang stay with me.
We back, we back, we back. That was Young Cordy featuring Designer City. Yeah, Designer, Designer, Designer. The Designer who was getting crazy on that plane by himself. I don't think he understands a Mile High Club counts when it's two people involved, not yourself. I feel bad for that kid, man. Jerking off on a plane. It couldn't wait. It couldn't wait. Like, this shit is crazy. This shit is crazy, man. Designer, man, ever since he left Good Music, he ain't been making good music, man. He just been making the news, just been doing crazy shit, just saying the wildest shit. I think he got a mental problem, man, but let's pray for him, man. Let's pray for Designer, man. He can't go out like that. Because he's facing a nice charge. They're going to probably ban him from flying for a little while, man. Like, he on some Pee Wee Herman shit. Remember when Pee Wee Herman got caught in the movie theater jerking off? Designer took that. Designer knew Pee Wee Herman now. That's wild, man. That's fucking wild, man. That's fucking wild, man. But anyway, call in 929-477-2425. I told you, this is more than sports talk. This is sports, drug, entertainment talk. We talk about everything from whatever. That's why I want y'all to call in, tune in. Anyway, I was just watching the news when I was working out today, getting sets in. I hope y'all getting your sets in. And I seen New York One, the businesses are trying to stop the smoke shops from coming on 125th Street. Ain't that a bitch, man? Like, people thought these dispensaries was going to be all nice, and now motherfuckers is getting killed, motherfuckers getting robbed, motherfuckers' spots is getting raided, niggas is losing money, the block ain't what it used to be. It's different. It's very different, man. So y'all be careful out there, man. If you a business owner, if you're going to those smoke shops, just be careful, man, you know, cause shit can go down, man. You know, it was safer when you was going to your local bug man on the block to go grab. So, I don't know. But it is what it is. Back to the sports thing. Oh, I think we got a caller. Who that on my line, man?
Hello?
Yo. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, I want to request a song.
Who am I speaking to? You can request a song. I don't know if I got it, but who am I speaking
this
to? Where are you calling
Ann.
From?
Augusta
Nessa
Georgia.
Ann.
My name is Nessa Ann. Mm-hmm. From Augusta,
okay,
Georgia.
Okay, what's up? What's going on, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm glad you called. You're my first caller today. You popped the cherry today.
Okay.
First one. That's what's up.
Okay.
What you
okay,
wanna hear?
So I got a request. I want to hear The Brand by Mob Life.
The Grand by Marv Life. We might have
the brand.
The brand.
Mm-hmm.
We got that song, Engineer. La Gaza. Hey, okay. There we go.
Yeah.
We got it. We gonna play it for you, boo.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you hear next Thursday. Send me some more music, whatever you want to hear, man. Tell the independent artists around your way I'm playing that music. I'm getting this shit lit. This music is being heard all around the world. So thanks for calling. Just DM me, and I'll send you the information, all right? All
right. Thank you.
GD, that's the brand. I ain't talking drumline when I say I got bang. I hop out the window of this bitch with one hand. When they see me and Junior, nigga, know we ain't playing. Fuck a nigga, main Zane, and you know he ain't paying. Cheat the whole wide, bitch, you know you ain't staying. Ain't no motherfucking cloud, bitch, you know I ain't playing. I sip lean, but my brother like Zane. Glock in the trap house, dope in the trap house, stash in the trap house. Nigga, try me, then you will take a nap. I ain't no scripper, but your ass getting clout. Put down the gun, but your ass getting pout. Left, right, left, bitch, your ass getting tout. Fold a nigga ass like a laptop. Everything got no backdrop. 30 doing numbers, called a Steph Curry mascot. Rob a nigga ass in the mighty though. Black ski mask got a lot of power. Strip a nigga down to the underwear. Flip in the cut, he a demon. I ain't gotta tell him he creepin'. Ain't no trash when we sweep. Green beam on your head, that's a hit when we creep. This 47 ain't tame my brass. You ain't gotta ask, I'm blast. Goes in my mouth, I'm last. Yeah. M4GD, that's the brand. I ain't talking drumline when I say I got bang. I hop out the window of this bitch with one hand. When they see me and Junior, nigga know we ain't playing. Fuck a nigga main Zane, and you know we ain't paying. Cheat the whole wide, bitch, you know you ain't staying. Ain't no motherfucking cloud, bitch, you know I ain't playing. I sip lean, but my brother. Like
don't give me no Zen, nigga, I need to spin. 60 to 9, the scope for the win. 6 times 10 with an S on the end. Ain't do what I did, how the fuck you my twin? Neighborhood creeping, I blew me the brand. Eyes on play, where the fuck do I land? Free out of members, they light in the can. About the rule, I feel like a fan. I'm the big homie, do this gang gang. Lucky the king, cause I never change. Me and me, ooh, like old dog, it changed. They call me little boy, you can't stop me, right?
Talking drumline when I say I got bang. I hop out the window of this bitch with one hand. When they see me and Junior, nigga, know we ain't playing. Fuck a nigga, main Zane, and you know we ain't paying. Cheat the whole wide, bitch, you know you ain't staying. Ain't no motherfucking cloud, bitch, you know I ain't playing. I sip lean, but my brother like Zane. Big 74GD, that's the brand. I ain't talking drumline when I say I got bang. I hop out the window of this bitch with one hand. When they see me and Junior, nigga, know we ain't playing. Fuck a nigga, main Zane, and you know we ain't paying. Cheat the whole wide, bitch, you know you ain't staying. Ain't no motherfucking cloud, bitch, you know I ain't playing. I sip lean, but my brother like Zane. Zans.
Burning, beating the track, make it forever last. My man Yam had a colostomy bag, still selling crack. Organs hanging out of his ass, covered his body in plastic grocery bags. Imagine the life he had, can never laugh at that. Artifacts, wish I could rewind time and bring it back. The glow of love, Luther Vandross, remember that? Yeah, respectfully, 2-5 reppin' until the death of me. But I ain't for the death of for life with every breath of me. Welcome to the essentials, this is the recipe. Bridge legacy, all the memories that it meant to me. For all the soldiers that's fallen and laying dormant, and all those fighting to stay alive and be on it. We not falling, my niggas forever falling, echoing over the walls of time to death calling.
Yeah, we here by design, I'm all for it, echoing over the walls of time to death calling. Death call,
yes, us against time, no pearly gates, say I'm godlike. They thought they see me levitate, just a hustler, coke chopper on a pearly plate. Did my time now, serving rhymes that are serving weight, straight cutter rap. New York's like the crack game, I'm just trying to bring that butter back. By any means, turn me to a bruiser. Back when Queensbridge is like Battle of Fallujah. Overstand, couldn't compute with a computer. Cut from a different linen, more exclusive. Gun metal, gray sweat. Murdered LV with the first paycheck. Life camera, green screen, whole day set. Tragedy with triple OG. Y'all ain't safe yet. Who oppose the black Moses? They sleeping with wrong parts to see his biblical tongues.
The shooter's therapist seeks polarity. My legacy is queen shit that don't mean shit. At 13, we chased green shit till we got lit. I hear the echoes of chaos like IEDs. Got wet on 5-4, shout to Edgemere P. From Jamaica, Queens, the war zone, that's my home. When we chill up on our porches in the dark with chrome. Chopper on a bed of grass, sip a Cardi Limon. Hear me? I heard about when Shaka was killed. And if you knew him, man, you know that Shaka was built for mad warfare. Any given time, it's all fair. That's who we is, we blast through our years, feel me? The stretch die, be wary of where you driving. And Bags got it in his truck, just vibing. Heard he had a pistol on the seat right beside him. Hope they on the other side, thugging and riding.
My niggas, I dance with the devil. Niggas and bitches ain't really ready for this level, no. How could I not talk about the 17th letter? Back to the second letter, ooh, it gets better. Now count the cheddar, blue hunnids on the side beach. And don't forget, the Washington go to wifey. 30,000, he high, see we two kings that do things. Take the fruit of what my mind thought that you say. It's God-given in the land of the lost. I hold a pot of gold. Catch me slipping? Hell no, we don't fold. Back out, then I black out. Throwing shots to the rhythm of the beat. We got them, then we mashed out. Both burners, both dimes. 212, fuck with us, yeah. If you choose to lose health, can't tell me I ain't on it. Night to morning, yeah. Echoing over the wall. Time to death call us.
A lot of heat right now. Playing a lot of heat. That last song was called "To Death Call Us" featuring Tragedy Gaddafi, Seal Drama, Chico Sun, and G Wiz from the Braveheart. The song before that, the one that we got requested, that was Mob Life, Vaughn the Big Homie, The Bread. That's what we going. That's what we doing. We rocking. We playing a lot of shit. Yo, we still got a caller. Who on my line? Who on my line? Who on my line?
Yo, I need a song.
Yo, who this?
It's Due to God. I got a song request.
You got a song? Dude, what's up, bro? Let him know where you calling from.
I'm calling from NYC, man. I'm tapped in. QB in the building.
Here we are. What you trying to hear, King?
Let me hear that From Now Till Then, Jadakiss. Let's see what your engineer got in his tank. From Now Till Then.
Fly God, you got that? Do you got that in the queue or what?
He do not got it. If he got it,
you
got to
send me.
But I know
you got to send me some of your shit anyway. You playing?
I
got to
send you some shit, man.
But listen, if we don't got that, man, how you feeling about this? About this this NBA shit? Who you rolling with right now? Who you like? What's going on?
I'm happy the Knicks. You know, Knicks. I'm from New York, so. That's not my team, but I'm happy for him. But to be honest, I'm rolling with Phoenix, man.
Rolling with Phoenix? How you think that series going to play? I think it's going 7?
I can't really call it, bro, because to be honest, it's good basketball. I'm happy that this shit is funny money the way it is, bro. I'm happy that we can't predict this shit, and we really got to watch it play out because – I feel like, you know, when basketball is too concrete, it gives fake vibes. You feel me? Like, it's fake. I should not be able to tell who's going to win if we're all superstars there. You feel me? I should have to watch the game and see who's going to win. And the game has definitely been going, you know, either way. So it's more intriguing for us to sit back and watch it.
Yeah, I think definitely right about that.
I'm going for
definitely right about that.
I want to see my nigga Book get it, man. I really like Book. And the reason I like Book is because Book carries himself like a veteran. And he's so young. Feel me?
You know why? No, he used to fuck with Kobe. He used to be with Kobe.
Well,
that's why. And I think he got family members in the league, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it be. A lot of them, you know, he ready to come for money. So, you know, he got a little more maturity. He ain't wild about none of the shit that, you know what I mean, some dudes like us from the hood will be wild about at the beginning of your career. You feel me? He like, nigga, I already did that. I already have money. This shit regular. I've been at jewels. I've been at cars. So that's why it's easy for him to really lock in. You feel me?
Bro. Book is really a veteran on the floor. His everything, just his poisonous, his demeanor. You feel me? You're looking at a real general, like one of the best tools that we're going to see. I ain't going to lie. He's going to go down in that list.
Yo, Only thing about that with this series is just like I just think. All right, I like that. Only thing about this series that I think is gonna be tough for them, not to cut you off, is just Denver. They've been playing together for a long time. That chemistry, and I think if Kawhi would have been in the last series, if he'd have been healthy, I think they would have beat them. I think they don't have a bench. Denver got a bench. That's the only thing. And Denver, they've been getting knocked off. You know, some time it'll be.
Yeah, I agree, bro. Kawhi is healthy. That's a whole nother basketball game.
And PG, like, come on, bro. Fucking the nigga Powell. He had 40 on him.
If they had their own roster, they full roster, bro, I think that should have been 4-0. Real quick.
Now, you're right, man. You're right. Yo, my boy, he don't got that music because we just doing straight independent artists right now. That's why I need you. I need anybody else you fuck with. You know what I mean? Just send them MP3s in, DM me.
Copy.
You feel me? That's how we doing. I'm trying.
That song is
trying to get niggas
working. 2000s, too. That's from early 2000s.
Oh, you talking about that Jada shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you said that, I'm like, oh, no, that song sounds mad familiar. But I listen. Yeah, I heard your music. You got some shit. You need to send me some of your shit because
I'm about to shoot some shit over to the email right now, matter of fact.
Yeah, MP3 form. You feel me?
Yeah, not everything is MP3 form, man.
All right, bet. You got the email already, right?
Yep.
Well, I'll send it to you, if anything. If you
I got
have
it.
All right, bet.
No, I have it.
All right.
I got it. I'm locked in, man.
All right, listen, man. Locked we got another in. Caller, man. Thanks for tapping in, bro. We hit every Thursday, bro.
Locked in, man.
All right, bro. Good looking. Who next? Who next? Who next? I got who on my line? Who on my line? Who on my line?
Yo.
Yo. Who this? Who calling in?
Yo, 50.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going on? Who this?
This is Rock, baby.
Rock, are you calling from Rock? Let them know where you at.
In that live, baby.
All right, Rock, who you like, man? In this basketball show, who you running with, man? Who your final team? Pick one. Don't pick numerous ones.
I'm going with New York. I'm going with New York, man. I like how they calling. I think they're going real hard right now. I'm going with New York, but
Question. I got you. Do you think Cleveland was like overhyped and maybe we might be getting gassed off New York?
Nah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I just think New York got that dog in them. They got a good coach. They got a good team, bro. You know what I'm saying? They playing hard. They playing real hard. They got a good coach and they playing hard. They know what they're doing, man. And I think they're gonna take it out the East. I'm being honest with you.
Nah, I ain't gonna front. A lot of people have been saying that, man. A lot of people have been saying that, but you know what we gotta do. You gotta crawl before you run. So they gotta beat Miami first. That's gonna be a tough one. And then
I ain't gonna lie.
You know what I mean? Philly and Boston, and you know, and B knee kind of fucked up. So if they had any year to win it or make a finals run, this is the year.
I honestly think they're gonna come out the East, man. Be honest with you. Boston, they having problems with Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I'll be honest with you, because the next round is Boston and the Sixers are going at it. So, be honest with you, I think the Sixers going to knock them out. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just being honest with you. I think it's going to be New York, baby.
Boston play
coming
tonight, right? They could end it tonight, right?
They play tonight. Yeah, they playing right now.
Okay.
I think this motherfucker going to seven, man.
Ice Trey, you see what he did to your Knicks, though. He definitely capable of taking some niggas out. Ice Trey ain't nothing to play with, too. So I understand.
You gotta understand. But playoff basketball is different, man. Like this is different in season. This is a different type of shit right here, man. And the way the Knicks is playing, like. No one expected them to beat Cleveland the way they beat Cleveland. No one expected that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, man, them Knicks got that dog in them right now. They playing basketball.
Listen, let me tell you something.
I'm going with the Knicks, baby.
Let me tell you something. All we got to do is come back next Thursday. We going to see how this whole thing going to play out. That's the beauty of it. Beauty of it. But listen, thanks for calling, man. We got more callers. L.I. the building. We out here. Call
all right,
Kay, what's going
appreciate
on?
That.
You already know. You know I'll be rocking. Who my next caller? What's up? Who on my line? Who on my line? Who on my line? You already know.
What up, young boy?
Yo, who's this? Who this?
What up, young boy?
Who's this? Say your name, or you'll be packed the fuck up real fast.
This range, man. Calm down, 50.
This range?
Calm down, buddy.
Oh, hold on. What's going on? You got to tell them who you are. I'm trying to say. You told the people all around. They say just me and you. What car they say? He said, you acting like it's just you and me. You talking to the world. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? This is Big Remo. What's going on, family? Everything good?
What's up, fam? How you?
I'm good, man. I'm blessed. You know what we doing? We played your music. We're going to play your shit. I mean, when you get off, we're going to play some more of your shit. You got to send some more heat in, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Celebrating life, fam. Living, dog. Not surviving, you feel me?
Facts. Who you like, man? The NBA, who you like? Who you fucking with? Who you think going to win it all?
I'm not a basketball head since they broke my team up. And then Ray Allen and them, but I guess I'm going to Boston, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, they playing right now, right? And they playing Atlanta. You're in Atlanta. How Atlanta looking? They were probably lit last night, right? Oh, no, they in Atlanta tonight.
Man, Atlanta lit every night, B. Like that,
yeah,
dog.
Right.
Atlanta's New York.
That's definitely a different type of city. Different type of city, man.
It's a really different type of city. I want to move away.
That's what's up. So, I mean, that's not a bad pick. I think Boston can do it, even though they might have some unfinished business from last year. So it won't be a surprise if they make a run.
Atlanta will have unity as a team.
Yeah, that's when you got young. You got youngers, though. They need some vets. You know what I'm saying? They need some vets over there.
They got Trae Young
running the show. You know what I mean? And they just got that new coach. They fired a coach and got a new coach. You know how that shit is.
Young is the vet. Hey, yo, I want to hear that Big Remo on that 24-hour league, though.
Ah, we're going to play that. Fly guys, you heard what you want to hear, right? Let's play that next.
Yo.
You make it so bad. I don't know why you do it to me. You make it so bad.
I'm moving out the jacks. This shit'll take your breath. I was a student of respect. It's all on how I move. These dudes are super dumb and deaf. I'm not a grimy dude, but I put two inside your ribs and knock the noodles out your neck. Have it oozing out your chest for them two back at the rest. For the record to the death, I'm on the better since I left. I thank the maker of every step. I never move without a strap. Pray the fool is never lacking if you live in check to check. Overstanding just a test and they just grooming for success. In the famous words of Nip, this shit a marathon for real and I've been pacing off the rip. To that pace and gotta win. That was came at that expense. That's what gave a nigga strength. Yes, yes, y'all. I'm not your average with the pen. You just another N-word who be capping to the gen. I have to represent, I had to battle in the trench. Just so they wouldn't have to, I was adamant to fix the average cats out on the bricks. We're developing the brand to get their hands about the lint. Line up pockets doing decent, living lavishly your chick. Cause back when I ain't have a cent, back when I was house to house with different chicks, she got pregnant so I had to make a flip. And them cats that I was with was talking bad about the kid. Like they know a nigga body, how much pot I done sniff. Was the same niggas asking if my classes ever hit. That I shot them in the song on some backwards nigga shit. So here you niggas go, you niggas never had my six. So suck a class, nigga dick, I never tapped, that's why I'm still tapping it with captains in the field. If I influence one mind, that's a win, for real. It's yes, yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, 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 y'all.
I don't know why you do it to me.
Yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all.
This shit to be about artists calling in talking sports, but they love music too. They love the whole situation that we got going on here. They smoke weed. Let's go, Big Remo. You did your thing. I got some more music coming in. More music. Oh, matter of fact, I think we got a caller. Send that caller in. Who on my line? Who on my line? Who on my line?
Hey, yo, 50 Ben.
Yo. Yo, yo, who this? Who this? This voice sound familiar. Who this?
Hey, yo, 50 Bands. This is the only female radio show host on Funny Record Radio, y'all.
Oh, this is Red. This is Red, Minnesota, in the building. What, Twin Cities? What's the deal with you?
We in the building. Hey, baby. What up, New York?
Yeah, man. We out here. We showing love. How you, everything good?
I'm really trying to argue with you. How you? See, I couldn't do that. It wouldn't work for me. I
like
got to hang up on their asses.
I love that shit. That's all I do here. When I'm on Facebook and IG, I talk shit. I'm the fucking biggest shit talker in New York. This is why Fly Gaza hit me up, because he know what I'm saying? He know I give it up. And I love it. For the love of sports, drugs, and entertainment. So this is what I'm here for. I will fucking argue the shit out of these motherfuckers and send them home packing. They don't really want this smoke.
I don't know too much about sports, 50. I know a little bit about the drug game and some entertainment, though.
Oh, okay. That's it. That's a part of the show. That's all love. That is all love, man. That's all love. Everything good with you, though, man?
Nah, I'm definitely proud of you, though. I've been listening in today. They asses is funny as shit. New York be in the building wildly.
Yeah, thank you. Let them listen. Plug your shit and let them know where they can find you when your show is on. The floor is yours.
That part. You guys, I'm the model known as the Beautiful Red. You can catch me every Sunday on For the Record Radio at 7 p.m. 929-477-2425. You can call and talk to me live at the Red Spotlight. But don't forget, you got Fly Gaza on First Friday and Uncle Different, where it's a little bit different on them Saturdays. Next to y'all,
yeah,
pulling in with 50 Bands for the Love of Sports on Thursday.
Yes.
So, y'all.
Yes, man. Love you, Queen. Love you, Queen. Love you, love, man. I will be calling you to the show. I need to talk some shit and let them know in Minnesota you got people everywhere. You got family everywhere. We ain't fucking around.
Let's go. Have a good rest of your show, babe. All
right. Thanks. We're going to get back to some music, more music. Play that shit, Fly Gaza.
Hey, she got it.
She do.
I'm on it.
I am.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Hey. Look at the way that she rockin' that. That's out of control, ain't no stopping that. Ain't playing no game, got no time for that. What's up, I'm tryna hop in that. Go swimming, I'm tryna see if you with it. If not, I ain't trippin'. My phone got a whole bunch of women that's ready to put it on me. But I'm tryna put it on you. Not to brag, but I'm somebody. What you wanna do that for you? Pick the bill and I cover it. What's the budget, I double it. She said, you got it like that? What you do? Said I'm bubbling. She said, boy, you so crazy. Hey, but you so wavy. Now we gon' by 80. On the way to the clear now, baby. As soon as we pull up, she gave me some good love. Started rocking my shit like the way that she rockin' that. It's out of control, ain't no stoppin' that. Ain't playin' no games, got no time for that. What's up, I'm tryna hop in that. Go swimming, I'm tryna see if you with it. If not, I ain't trippin'. My phone got a whole bunch of women. Look at the way that she rockin' that. Ass out of control, ain't no stoppin' that. Ain't playin' no games, got no time for that. What's up, I'm tryna hop in that. Go swimming, I'm tryna see if you with it. If not, I ain't trippin'. My phone got a
that was my boy Kerry Belafonte. Shout out to the legends, the greats, the activists, Harry Belafonte, man. He did a lot for us, man. You might not know. I think he was 96. Did a lot for us. Rest in peace to the OG, man. Without something, we would not be us. So don't look at the old heads like they old heads, man. There's definitely a lot of OGs, a lot of old fleas. But he was an OG. We really did it. We really did it. All right, man. I think we got some more callers. Callers, please. Who's this? Who on my line?
Yo, Fifth, what's the word, my boy?
What's up? Who's calling? Who's this? Where you calling from?
Yo, it's your boy Meechy, man. You know I have to check in with you, my brother.
Meech, what's up, man? I know your birthday around the corner. I'm coming to fuck it up with you tomorrow, man. Secret location. I'm coming to fuck it up with you. How are you? Everything good, bro?
Everything good, man. Tapped in watching this game right now.
Who won
that
game?
Boston's all close out strong. Boston.
What score?
It's 18-15 first quarter. 5-5 left.
Okay. Are you pretty confident? You running with Boston this year? What are you like?
No, I like the Knicks, man. The Knicks is looking strong, but they just got to come out strong against Miami. Randall could show up, and Barrett could be consistent. We're going to have a good series. Don't let Jimmy come in and have his way.
Can I ask a question? Because me and you are around the same age. Where the fuck do all these bandwagon New York Knicks fans come from? Because this shit was none of this last year. As soon as they start winning, Knicks. This shit wild, bro. I came up being a Knicks fan. Wasn't the shit coming up, man. This shit wild, man. But anyway, shout out to Knicks Nation. Fuck y'all, really. I don't really like Knicks fans anyway. Honestly, fuck the Knicks. I'm talking shit. I hope all you Knicks callers that's listening, fuck y'all. BK Knicks.
Oh, man, I'm not even a Knicks fan, bro. You know I'm a LeBron fan.
Oh yeah, I just was trying to say. I remember you fucking with Cleveland. Remember when we was watching that? Remember when me and you we was watching LeBron versus the Golden State that first year, and them niggas lost. We was in Brooklyn watching that shit down the block for the ball played. I remember. So you always been a Cleveland fan, but you just fucking with New York because you from New York.
Yeah, I'm just rocking with them. You know, I mean, if New York versus Philly, who we gonna go with? New York.
Remember what Big L said though. I'm from New York and never was a fan of the Knicks. And I'm on that same type of time. Shout out to the GOAT, Big L.
Yo.
Every time I say that, nobody will say nothing disrespectful because they know. Because niggas was not fucking with them. It was a Jordan era, then Kobe. The Knicks didn't have nobody. So it's like, if you really a Knicks fan, your father had to be a Knicks fan, or you just like teams that's not that good. Like, I don't, because there's no way I can be a fan of a franchise that's been doo-doo for so many years. I can't.
I'm just happy the Knicks is doing better than Brooklyn.
Respectable. I just wish more people was like me. I wish they'd be like, yo, I don't really fuck with them because they doing all right now. But motherfuckers are coming out the woodwork acting like they Knicks fans. Yo. But it's all good. It's all good, man. I got Miami.
It's just excitement.
I got Jimmy.
Fifth, it's just excitement right after COVID. Knicks is in the playoff. Everybody outside. It's almost summertime. How much more excited New York can be right now?
Yeah, you're right. It is what it is. But you know what I say. It's still fuck New York. Knicks. Brooklyn Nets. till we get back. You know what I mean? We'll be back. We will be back. I think we're going to get Giannis. Or we might get Dame Lillard. And watch everybody going to be like, oh, I fuck with Brooklyn again. It's all good. It's all good, man. But listen, bro, I know you got some independent artists that need to be heard around the world. So listen, hit my DM. I'll send you the email and you send a music MP3 form because I want to hear your artist too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you got an artist in Canada. What's his name? Show him some love too. You got Shorty you've been promoting too. What's their name? What's their handle? Let the world know.
I got YG Rio. He's out of Canada, Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I got V-Bands. She's from Queens. Just like you, she representing Queens, you know? She's from Far Rock.
Okay, Far Rock, America, stack money, shake drugs.
Yeah,
that's
just,
Queens. But listen, what you say? You just did what?
We just dropped a visual on YouTube for V-Bands. You can check that out. KJ shot it.
Okay, bad. But listen, bro, we got more callers. Thank you for calling, bro.
All right, Fifth.
Calling next week. We rocking. I'm going to play some of their music next week. Please get it to me.
All right, bet, Steph. We're going to lock in, my brother.
I'll see you tomorrow. Caller. Who on my line?
Yo, what up, cuz?
What's up? Who this? Say your name. Who this? Where you calling from?
I'm just 24-hour elite calling from the A.
Oh, what's up? This is my little buzzer. What's up? What's poppin'?
Oh, it's good, man. I'm trying to get my music on the radio. What's up?
Oh, I can get you on there. I don't know. It's not that. You got his music or is there any way we can get it played tonight? You got to send it in MP3 form now if you got it. Because I think we might be going to a little overtime tonight. I will send your pops the information. You could probably try to send it to us now. But I think he still has it, honestly. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, how you, man? Who you fucking with in these playoffs, man? Or you don't fuck with basketball either?
I don't even mess with basketball. I mess with football.
Oh, who you like in football? Because I'm a Jets fan. You know we got Rodgers. So who you like?
I like Seattle for real.
Like Seattle? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about the Jets, though, man.
Oh, man. How do you know about the Jets? Y'all got our old quarterback. Y'all got our leftovers. Y'all got our sloppy second.
We got the quarterback. We got the safety. We got everybody.
Yeah. Listen, you know about the Jets. You know about the motherfucking Jets, man. But I ain't going to hold you. I can't wait to football season.
They ain't got no receivers.
Oh, y'all ain't got no receivers?
No, the Jets don't.
Oh shit, we got Scantley from KC. We got Wilson, he was the offensive rookie of the year. We got Mims. We got some niggas. We traded Corey Davis. We got some good tight ends. And we gonna draft.
But who is that? I don't know one of them players you name.
You don't know Lazard? Lazard was just on the Packers. We got Lazard. You gonna listen. That's all I want you to see. I just want you to sit back, put your seatbelt on, and you're gonna watch. You're gonna watch the Jets. You know when they say on the plane about to take off, y'all put the seatbelt on? Because you about to go real hot? That's what's about to happen. We about to show you. We going to the Super Bowl, baby. We going to the motherfucking right. Super Bowl.
We can put
you
some money on it.
We can do that. When it get to that, we going to bet who team go further. We can bet a dinner. Me and you can bet a matter of fact, we can bet that right now. That's the bet. I got my Jets going further than your Seahawks. For a nice dinner at any restaurant, any steakhouse, and that's what we gonna do. And you eat steak.
I'm trying to bet that bad for real, man.
Nah, we gonna go on. Listen, man. Let's bet some dinner. You know what I'm saying? We be good with that.
You know you gonna lose. That's what.
Nah, I don't know if I'm gonna lose. I gamble heavy, but the season ain't start. I like to eat. I'm a foodie, so you know what I'm saying. So that's nothing to bet. I gotta eat. You feel me? So let's bet that. You wanna take that bet or not?
I'm with it. I'm going to win regardless, so I'm with it.
I bet, man. But listen, I sent your pop the email and shit. Try to send your music. You know what I mean? We might do a little overtime and go a little longer today. So I'm going to try to get your shit on. But listen, I got some more callers. Thanks for calling, little cuz. You be good. You heard?
All right, cuz. All love, man. Be safe.
You already know. I think I got another caller. I got more callers. Who that? Who on my line? Yo, who this? Yo, who? Huh? I can't hear you. It's a 516 number. What's up? Who this? Going once?
Yo,
what's up? Who this? Where you calling from?
Yo, 50 Bands, what up? It's Nasty.
Oh, Nasty, what's going on, my brother? Let him know what you're calling out of.
It's good, nigga. It's Nasty now. From the bridge.
Where you calling out of? Where you at? Where you calling? From Queensbridge, right?
I'm in Queensbridge.
Let him know.
I was streaming and I was on the joint. Yo, listen, man.
Okay, that's what love.
Respect the rundown. Knicks and six. I'm taking that dinner
Knicks.
Bet, too.
Knicks and six?
Yeah, I'm taking that dinner bet, too.
All right, listen, Knicks and six, that's the bet. That's the bet. So if the Knicks don't win in six, you
that's fine.
They ain't winning
whatever.
Seven.
It's on me.
All right. That's
I don't care
bet.
If we win
that,
in
that
four.
Is the bet.
I don't care if we win in four. I got us
okay.
In six, though.
I ain't going front you.
Niggas
know,
been
you
Knicks fans, too, man. Niggas only been fans of, like, individual players, like, probably, like, since, like, the Kobe era, for real.
Anything other than that, basketball is always regional, rep your city, where you from type of game. That's where that comes from. New York is where New York is the mecca of basketball. That's why Knicks fans are so crazy all the time. And yeah, the Knicks been trash, but that's over, man. It's new Knicks now.
I think the Knicks been crazy because they just tired of losing. Y'all ain't winning 50 fucking years. So that's why y'all crazy.
Yeah,
y'all just about to pull your hair out.
You have the bum ass Jets, but you a fan.
No, but listen, I'm not a fan. No. I told people from the first episode, I'm not a fan of no team. I just root for them. Because fans
is
short for fanatic. And I ain't no damn fanatic. I just root for these teams. I ain't no motherfucking fanatic. The niggas go crazy. I don't bet on the Jets or none of that shit. I just root for them. Even the Nets, I ain't bet no money on my team. I knew he wasn't going to win.
Yeah, I bet. That's
I knew he wasn't going to win.
You ain't no Brooklyn Nets fan, nigga. You just...
Listen, you
ain't rooting for Ben Simmons bum ass right now.
Who?
You ain't rooting for
Ben Simmons
bum ass.
Listen, keep rooting
and
you. I'm rooting for Ben.
I'm rooting for him.
I
know you don't like them niggas.
I do. I love my team. I love my team right now. I love what we got. We got a young core. Listen, if we get Dame Lillard or we get fucking Giannis, it's going to be different. You know we're getting somebody. Somebody coming to Brooklyn. You always land superstars. We're going to get somebody. This year, you know, Sean Marks and the niggas is looking like, yo, what the fuck? I think we're going to fire Sean Marks and we're going to get Golden State Gentleman GM because...
Listen, man, y'all niggas figure it out in Cancun over dinner or something.
Y'all niggas all go to Saloon.
We got a game on Sunday to get ready for.
Play up Jimmy coming to fucking wipe his fucking... She going to show his ass on 34th Street, baby. He going to show his ass. I'm telling you, Paul. Jimmy is coming to play. You know. Listen, I just look at it like this. These niggas beat the number one seed. And you think it's going to be easy like that? Y'all didn't want to play the number one seed.
It's never easy, but it's always a battle when we play Miami. It's never easy. You know what I'm trying to say, man.
I just think Cleveland was overrated. Donovan Mitchell, his stock has dropped. That nigga's a bitch. Donovan Mitchell's a bitch, man. I'm glad.
Bro, Jalen Brunson cooked him last year. Jalen Brunson was on the Dallas Mavericks last year. He cooked Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs when he was on the Jazz. Some niggas got niggas' numbers, man. That's just what it is. He's not afraid of that nigga. They about the same size, and that's just what it is.
I don't think he was guarding
Donovan
him.
Donovan Mitchell's fucking
6'2". Conley was guarding him, though. And Conley was guarding
him. They were both getting cooked. They was taking turns.
But Donovan Mitchell, I think he averaged about 30 in the playoffs, though, so he must be getting 30 on that team, too, though. He was getting
hit. He was giving up 30. Jalen Brunson had 40-piece on his head.
He did. I mean, Jalen Brunson is y'all savior. Without him, y'all nothing. Without him, y'all nothing.
But
listen, you better hope Julius Randle is healthy.
He's all right. I'm not really a big Julius fan. He just on my – he all right. I hope he pull up too. But, you know what
you
I mean?
Seen
we
that
definitely
game?
Need him to win.
You seen we when he played against Miami? When he hit that game, that buzzer beat, he had 40-something on him? You crazy. Julius Randle kills Miami. That's the reason why y'all won that game. Because of Julius.
I'm going to need for him to get there. As long as Bam Adebayo is hobbled, they don't got Oladipo, they don't got Tyler Hero. We be all right, man.
Yeah, I ain't going to hold him. Right. They ain't had none of them niggas, and they still be Giannis in them. They have none of them niggas, and they beat
weak,
them.
Man, Chris Middleton's a bum. Why niggas even like these niggas?
They won a championship. They done proved it. They beat everybody who was nice. They
niggas
beat Brooklyn
weak.
With Brooklyn. Hold on. I was at your crib when they beat Brooklyn. I was at your crib.
Yeah, you
we were fucking devastated. We was devastated. And you were going for Brooklyn. Get this nigga out of here, man.
Yeah,
get this nigga off my line. This nigga was going
for
Brooklyn that time. Get the fuck out of here, man. See, you Knicks fans
are stuck up. You are the weakest link.
They always got some shit, man. Yo, you seen that fight this weekend, huh? You seen that fight?
Yeah, I did. I seen that fight.
Ryan gave
what?
Up. That nigga quit, bro.
Right.
He quit,
bro.
He's
about to be in movies, bro. That nigga about to be in Creed 4. He ain't serious. He ain't about this life, my nigga.
Now, he about to be a desperado. He the new Antonio Banderas. That's who the fuck he is. He's Antonio fucking Banderas. That's who that fucking clown is. I thought he was going to do something. He's going in there swinging like, that motherfucker went in there like he never watched a Tank Davis fight in his fucking life. That was the dumbest shit. He went in there just like Rollie. Are you crazy? You can't run up on no little nigga like that.
His style.
You can't run up on no little nigga.
Bro, he just fought his style. That's how he fights, bro. He ain't fight nobody that can hit it. Bro, he never fought nobody that can put him down with one punch. He never fought nobody like that. He know how to change. He had to get punched in his face first.
You watch film. The nigga was in there looking like an amateur boxer. His distance, he had no distance. The nigga threw three straight left hooks. Are you fucking kidding
bro.
Me? You do that, you
bro. We
not,
just
how many times
bro,
he gave
just finished,
take?
Bro. We just finished watching 20 years of Floyd making niggas look like amateurs, regular niggas. Sometimes you just don't match niggas. That's what they call outclassed. He got outclassed. That nigga didn't belong in the ring with that nigga. He ain't know until he got in the ring.
What that mean? That mean that he has no skill. That's all it was. He's a nigga that go in there and fight with his heart. A lot of Mexican fighters do that. They fight with their heart. They don't
all
use
of them niggas
skill.
Do that. All
and
of them Mexican
can't
niggas
fight
do
take
that.
Like that. You got to have skill. You got to use your mind. I'd rather go in there
that's
and fight with my mind than my heart.
That's not Tank fault. You got to figure that out.
Oh, I didn't never blame Tank on that. I never blame Hank with nothing. I never blame Tank on nothing. I'm just saying. Ryan went in there and quit. He quit. I seen some body shots. Remember when De La Hoya got knocked out by motherfucking Hopkins? That nigga was screaming.
Yeah,
that nigga, you know what I'm saying? That nigga looked. It was fear in his eyes. That was fear make you do things you ain't never thought you'd do.
Bro, that's what I'm trying to say. After he got knocked down, he ain't want no more smoke, bro.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he like.
Check already
man,
cleared. The check cleared. He took a knockdown. That's it, man. I'm getting out of here, man. It's over, man.
That's the only thing I be hating about boxing sometimes when shit ain't like that. You think that nigga legit, they sell the shit out that fight, and then the nigga is fucking said no mob. Like, that shit's crazy.
That nigga
what
said
is what
no mob.
Is, man. He said no mob. You know what Chavez said? I would never. He said, I'll never go to a Ryan Garcia fight. These Mexican legends are saying that. Legends, like, nigga, fight for your country, nigga. That's crazy.
Not what real Mexican,
is? That's
bro.
Mexican American? They Mexican. He third generation. He's third generation. He's all good.
He's a diet Mexican. Yo.
Yo, but listen, man.
Yo,
thanks for calling,
proud
man.
You, my
man.
Nigga. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Every Thursday, pull up, man. We got way more boxing talk. You know that? There's some more fights about to come up, so we definitely going to talk our shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know that.
And we going to talk more shit about this series. By the time next Thursday, I think it might be like game two or game three, so we should be all right. We're going to have some shit to talk about. But listen.
Thursday.
Huh? Is that probably Thursday, right?
Yeah, okay. I said game three
okay.
Would be Thursday.
Okay, cool, man. Listen, man, thanks for calling, bro. You know I'll be rocking. Safety.
No, you're already. Safety, bro.
Yeah, but boxing is at its highest peak right now. Well, I think Tank is the face of boxing. That's what they're saying. We will see. We will see, man. We will see. It's a lot of good guys out there. Shakur's waiting. Devin Haney. He fighting Lomachenko on the 20th. It's about to get real. It's about to get. We got one more. We got another caller. We got another caller. Send him through.
Yo.
What's up? Who this?
What's poppin', man? This Nightfall, man. I just literally like tuned in to like the last like 15 minutes of the segment. So I was just hearing y'all talk about boxing and stuff like that. You know, I'm a boxer and stuff like that. So I just wanted to chime in on what y'all was talking about with the Ryan Garcia woo-wop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. How you feel about that? How you
like,
feel Ryan went out, man?
Like, only thing I wanted to say, I was hearing Buddy, the last dude who was on the line, he was saying Ryan Garcia gave up. Now, to be honest, I don't know if niggas box or not, but, you know, getting hit in the liver, that'll make you give up. You know what I'm saying? Getting hit in the liver make you give up. You lose a lot of air trying to fight back after getting hit in the liver that hard. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you throw a power shot and somebody catch you right on time.
Yeah.
So it ain't like
your core is all open. Your core is open.
Yeah,
like,
so it ain't
right
like he gave up. That man ran out of air. You know what I'm saying? And I just left a sparring match, you know what I'm saying, earlier today. I'm actually training to become a pro right now. You know what I mean? So I understand where and how that shit happened. I've stunned people, and I've seen people drop just like Ryan Garcia in regular fighting, you know what I mean, regular boxing in the ring. So just with a light punch will do that if your stomach's not that good to take punches. So, you know, and especially how he threw was very aggressive. I can agree. He threw all over the place. You know, Ryan Garcia never kept his hands up. He never really worked the jab like he should have. But, you know, that's the come with boxing when you don't have the discipline and the strength and conditioning that you're really supposed to have to stay in the boxing like how Tank did. Tank is a very conditioned fighter, very technical. So when you're fighting fighters like that, you know you got to be on point and be very technical with a technical fighter. You can't come out just swinging because they're going to duck and move.
And, you know, so crazy about Ryan. He looked very amateur. He never, like, he's a tall guy. He wasn't fighting tall. You know what I'm saying? He don't really know how to, you know what I mean? His distance and how many times he was, like, he throw a shot and his back is like, nigga, why is your back?
His hands down every time he throw that left hook. Anytime he throw that right hook, his hands is down. So this one thing my coaches tell me every time is keep your hands up. Whenever you throw that left hook, you keep your right hand up. Whenever you throw that right hook, you keep your left hand up. Anytime, you got to guard yourself and protect yourself. And he didn't protect himself. He admitted it after the press conference that he went in that reckless. So fighters got to understand, this can't happen to you. And then, like I said, I don't think Ryan Garcia gave up because there's too many fights where he has went the distance. So it ain't nothing about his stamina, nothing like that. He got hit hard in the liver. You know what I'm saying? If you let somebody hit you hard in the liver right now, I guarantee you, you're going to fall. You're going to stop and you're going to fall.
Yeah, nah, I was watching an interview with Shane Mosley, and Shane Mosley was like, I seen guys get hit, and I got hit hard by Cotto and Mayweather, and he was like, He said he looked at his face and he was like, he looked like he could have continued. You feel me? Because he said he wasn't in pain. He said, because remember when when Hopkins hit De La Hoya was fucked up from that body shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When Roy Jones hit, I think one of these guys, and he went down. So it was like, I seen guys hit with some body shots and them shits hurt. And you ain't just getting up like that.
Some people have that good strength and conditioning, boss, where they work out their abs a lot. And that's a good thing that you want to work out is your abs, your obliques and stuff like that. You want to work that area out a lot. So if you do get punched there, you're not going to feel the impact as much. This is also where reflexes come in handy. Ryan didn't really have no reflexes. Once he threw that punch, he threw everything into that punch and leaned all the way over, and that's how he got rocked the first time in the second round, and then the same thing in the seventh round, you know. So you always got to remember what you're doing and how you got your hands up and your placement. You know, me learning this me watching that Tank and Ryan Garcia fight showed me exactly what I should do when I go pro and how I should fight, you know, instead of me being reckless. So that explains a lot for me, and that's another reason why I hopped on here, because, like I said, y'all talking boxing, and this is something I love to do. Also, MMA as well, I do that as well. So, you know, definitely, I understand what it takes to step in that ring and be aggressive and also get hit and lose wind. Because even with a jab to the body, you can lose a little wind, depending on how hard you get hit.
Question, who do you blame it on? Do you blame it on legendary trainer Joe Goosen? Because how you don't have him... With the basics, I would have had the basics down. Like, you fight in the southpaw, there's certain things you got to do with angles, you know, your foot placement.
Right.
It's like he didn't know what to do. It's like you say, work on your abs. How you not working on your abs this whole time? Because that's what Tank was saying. I heard you got dropped in training camp to the body, so they knew what was going on. Like, how you not working on that for this mega fight that can change your life? That's what's the craziest thing about it.
I agree. I definitely blame it on the coaches, because the coaches, like, when you look at that fight, he barely threw. Tank was ducking a lot. And if he would have threw the right type of uppercut, I believe he would have caught Tank a few different times. But I feel like Tank knew he was going to throw the left, so why not try to switch it up and throw the right more? In the beginning, I feel like, he had the first round because Tank was letting him swing. Like, this is what I've learned. First round, you let your opponent go crazy because you want to be able to know what they doing, seeing how they punch, woody woo woo.
Put everything in your mind. Compute it all, like, okay.
Right. You gotta be able to move. If you want to be great in boxing, take a look at Floyd Mayweather. Take a look at Tank. Take a look at all the greats. Take a look at Canelo, and look
Sweet
at
Pete.
What they doing. They moving. They moving.
Andre
they
Ward.
Moving. Roy Jones stayed moving.
Yes.
They all had good footwork. They all had good defensive skills. It wasn't just one thing. To be a complete fighter, you have to be complete at everything. Tank Tank is a very, very complete fighter when it comes to being technical. Tank is not an aggressive fighter. He's not going to stand toe-to-toe with you unless he know he's going to knock you out. But other than that, Tank is very technical, so he know when to throw a punch to back you up and a punch where he know you're going to move in so he can catch you with another one. So, like I said, it's all about timing. Boxing is a chess move. So, like I said, I definitely blame the coaches. They were supposed to definitely have him throwing more uppercuts and more jabs and keep distance control, maintain distance control. Because, like I said, Tank is going to run just like Floyd Mayweather do, but he's a good counter fighter just like Floyd Mayweather is. So you got to be real cautious fighting him unless you like a motherfucking Pacquiao or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? If you're not a Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao, or Bernard Hopkins, somebody that's good with their skills, I wouldn't say, you know, you can do that shit. So you got to practice. You know, practice makes perfect. I'm in the gym literally every single day. You know what I'm saying? Basically Sunday through Saturday. I wake up early, 4 o'clock, and I train for 2 hours every day. And I train again after that every single day. So you got to stay at your craft. Even me training like this don't mean I'm going to be the best. It's just how I present it when I go on the ring. I have to go in like I'm the best, and that's what I'm going to do. And that's what every great fighter do. They go in like they're the best, and you got to show it. So, you know, people got to step up to that plate. And like I tell people, if you've never been hit in the liver, you can't say Ryan Garcia quit. You can't say Ryan Garcia quit until you get hit in the liver just like he did. You know what I mean?
No question.
But I do respect everybody's opinion. But, you know, just when it comes to the sport, you know, you got to protect yourself.
All right, question. How you feel Shakur against Tank? How that fight goes?
That's a good fight. Honestly, like I said, I weigh 185, 190, so they out of my weight class. But if I had to pick between one of them, I ain't gonna lie, my last fight with the Ryan Garcia and Tank, I kind of went for the underdog, which was Ryan Garcia. So
me too.
I'm labeled as the underdog, so I'm going to always go for the underdog because people label me as the underdog right now. So, for me, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I love Tank. Don't get me wrong. I love the way Tank box. I study Tank. I watch his movement. I try to not do exactly what he do, but similar, but do it in my way. I definitely study tape. I look at everything. I watch all boxing film. I've seen Shakur fight a lot of his fights. I watched a lot of his amateur fights, a lot watching where he at now. To be honest, this is a toss-up. It's a real toss-up, brother. But like I said, I'm going to go for the underdog again just because I'm the underdog. So I'm going to go with Shakur on that one. I'm going to go with Shakur by decision, not by knockout. I don't think – it's really hard to hit Tank, so I don't think nobody knocking him out unless Tank gets sloppy. But we haven't seen him sloppy yet. So until Tank gets sloppy, we don't know if anybody can knock him out because I think Shakur, he got good angles with hitting at the body. He throw uppercuts.
Yeah. He don't get hit like that. He don't get hit. Shakur is a motherfucker.
He
got the
lowest rate of getting hit in the game right now. So he move a lot. You know what I mean? So he kind of just like Tank where he move. But Tank get hit a lot. You know, that's the difference. Tank get hit a lot.
That's the thing about it. He gets hit a lot. That's the thing about it.
Yeah,
because when he fought Pitbull, I was like, that's like, you know, even when he fought Barrios, he was losing that fight.
That was a toss-up.
Until he, you know what I'm saying? Those are like, that's the only reason why. When I go against Tank, people think I hate. I'm like, nigga, I hate. I just see the man get touched. I've been watching boxing for over 30-something years, so I understand.
Right.
Like, you get hit that many times, you shouldn't be getting hit like that. Your core don't get hit like that.
Yeah,
that
but no, but
you got to
also understand, too, sometimes you got to wear your opponent down. So if you know they fast and they speedy, you might want to you might let them speed a little bit, let them kind of punch, because Tank do block. It's not like he's just getting hit a lot of times. He'll block, and he moving around the ring a lot. Like I said, he get his Floyd Mayweather on. He moving. He's not as good as Floyd when it comes to deflecting and dodging, but he's really good at ducking and rolling. So he has something that Mayweather didn't have, which is the duck and roll ability. Mayweather got the slip, and, you know, it bounced off his body type shit. He got the, all right, you can hit me, but it don't hurt me. You know, so, Tank, you really have to hit him. Like, with that Cruz fight, To be honest, to me, I thought Cruz won that fight, but it was very, very close, you know, really, really close. And I think that's why they finna rematch again. I don't know if you heard about it, but Tank said that's his next fight because he want to try to knock him out. And I don't think he going to knock Cruz out, but I think, honestly, this is going to be another really great fight to see and to watch. You know what I mean? So I definitely want to see that one. With that fight, I'm going to go with Tank on that fight. But for the Shakur fight, I got to go for the underdog. I got to go for the underdog. For Shakur, you know what I mean? Just because I'm the underdog and I want to be just as great and do what I need to do so I can get the underdog title off me and be one of the greats. You know what I'm saying?
So question, let them know what's your name, your age, which were you fighting out of. Let them know what's going on. You might be the future. Let them know.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Everybody, my real name is Tristan. Everybody in the streets know me as Nightfall, though. But definitely, I'm pretty much everywhere. I'm CEO of my own label, but I decided to start picking up boxing. And hell no, I'm not doing no Jake Paul shit. I'm really grinding. I'm really putting it out. You know, I'm really putting the work in. I'm really trying to get myself better than where I was at yesterday. And I feel like I'm improving every single day because of the hard work I do literally every single day. I'm working out 3 hours a day. I work out at home. I'm punching my bag at home. I got 5 kids. You know what I mean? I'm making sure everything is good. So I got a future. I'm making sure my kids got a brighter future than I have. So definitely I'm looking forward to seeing everybody and having everybody at my upcoming fights. And, you know, I appreciate y'all. Let me chop it up with y'all on the show.
Yeah, listen, anytime you can be my boxing guy, I'm going to you. We talk our shit. But listen, this is going to be the last song of the night. Let me know if you know this song. Fly Gaga, play that shit, man.
Yes, sir.
You know that?
This one right here called Hate, man. Y'all know what's going on. Tap in.
That's you.
Yes, sir.
All right, play that
That's
shit,
you.
Fly Gaga. Play that, man.
I'm just praying for a better day, out here trying to make a way. If they hate, then let them hate. If they hate, then let them hate. Hey, I'm just praying for a better day, out here trying to make a way. If they hate, then let them hate. If they hate, then let them hate. I'm just praying for a better day. If they hate, then let them hate. If they hate, then let them hate. Did this on my own, I couldn't do this shit no other way. Niggas talking shit, but when they see me, got nothing to say. You can't rock with us if you not trying to participate. I ain't want your girl, but she look like that, she intimate. I can see them hating from a motherfucking mile away. You fake as fuck, don't smile at me. Think goons to where your mama stay. Ain't for yet, nigga, and I just say they hating on me and they watching me. They copying me, stay plotting on me. I'ma still do me, that's how it's gonna be. I'm just praying for a better day, out here trying to make a way. If they hate, then let them hate. If they hate, then let them hate. Woo. I'm just praying for a better day. If they hate, then let them hate. If they hate, then let them hate. They say I'm a dog with it. We got it now, fuck y'all, nigga. You too busy focused on hoes. You was a lost, nigga. You ain't shit if you ain't making plays. I'm at this like every day. 2 cell phones like Kevin Gates. I'm eating now, I'm gaining weight. You can't surf, can't ride my wave. Won't turn down now, I just can't. I'm in my back, stay in your lane. You ain't on shit, guess things don't change. Stay back so you can feel my pain. Yo, bitch gon' bust, just bustin' fame. Came a long way from nothing, man. Now taking off up in the way. I'm just praying for a better day. Out here trying to make a way. If they hate, then let them hate. If they hate, then let them hate. Praying for a better day. If they hate, then let them hate. If they hate, then let them hate. I'm just praying for a better day. Out here trying to make a way. If they hate, then let them hate. If they hate, then let them hate.
Yeah. I stay down. I stay down. I stay down. I stay down, fuck em. Niggas just mad cause they see me doing me, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I stay down, I'm on my shit. These niggas mad cause I'm on top. I do me and only me, guess that's the reason that I'm hot. Get this money, whole lot of money, yeah, you know I need that guap. Niggas lying in they songs, but you still gon' think that's hot. Got no problems moving on, but I'm still gon' do my job. Niggas killing for no reason, you ain't no different than this cop. All that talking that you doing, man, where will it ever stop? Niggas acting like they real when we know you really not. Ayy, hop in the whip on the way to the land. She wanna fuck, told her bring a new friend. Niggas still broke, man, I don't understand. Came a long way eating food out of cans. Slapping these niggas, you know I'm ahead. Free all my niggas from out of them feds. Watching these things, gotta know how to play. Niggas is hoes, yeah, I said what I said. Bagging it up and I'm breaking it down. If you don't fuck with me, then don't come around. I cut your ass off cause you bogus. You know me, I had to put it in motion. My flow is sick, call it COVID. I got up my ass, no more wishing and hoping. I had to be greedy, but now I got people to feed. I'm helping out whoever wanted. Free all my niggas, they tired of being in jail. They doing us wrong cause I'm fair. I am so sick and tired of the drama.
drama. All of this fighting with my baby mama. Go get this money is how I was brought up. Niggas pillow talk, man, that's how you get caught up. Gotta try by you get hit when I walk. Gotta keep it real what my OG had taught us. Huh? Gotta keep it real what my OG had taught us.
Keeping it real, keeping it real.
Gotta keep it real what my OG had taught us.
What my OG had taught us.
Man, motherfuckers got me fucked up with shit, man. I've been just trying to grind and shit.
Trying to
get my motherfucking money right.
Let's go.
Everybody hating though.
Huh?
Man, you keep that hate shit from a distance on the internet.
Hey.
Cause I'm doing me, bitch. Yeah. Mama told me go eat, pull up to the table, feast, you won't BS, leave, bitch, yeah, won't let no hoe stress me,
nah,
I leave you where you stand, you ain't gon' roll with me,
nah,
bitch, I'm going harder for the squad, so much money on my mind, ain't got time, I'm too busy on my grind, I'm taking off like a jet, they say the kid up next,
yeah.
I'm getting money on both sides, BSOTF, yeah. I'm getting money on both sides, BSOTF, yeah. I'm getting money on both sides, BSOTF, yeah.
Shout out to Nightfall, man. He came through, was talking that boxing talk. I like that, because a lot of people act like they really into this boxing shit. I really need the people that's really into, not these casual fanboys. Fanboys are the niggas who just root for a guy. So, yeah, he gonna win the fight by how? Nah, because he let me know how he gonna really win the fight. No fanboying when you calling me. And that goes for any team, any particular fighter. No fanboying. Let's be real. Respect the team. Respect what's going on. But this was a hell of a show. We had a lot of callers. We definitely pushing. If I didn't play your music this week, next Thursday, I will be playing your music. So shout out to all the independent artists that came through. You know what I mean? That called. We working. This is what we doing, man. I'm trying to give y'all a platform where people can hear your songs. We have people calling from all around the country today. So just tap in, man. For the love of sports, man. Another Thursday in the books. Next week, there will be round two of the NBA playoffs. We will have way more to talk about. There's more fights coming. You got that Devin Haney-Lomachenko fight coming November 20th. So we definitely going to be talking about that fight, the lead up to that fight. You know what I mean? So get that music to me. DM me. I'll send you the link. I'll send you the email. And make sure the song's on MP3. Form. If they not, I cannot play and we need it. Okay? For the love of sports, drugs, entertainment, I'm your boy 50 Band. It was a pleasure. See you guys next Thursday. I'm out.
Hey, yo! Hey, yo, Gonzo, what up? Hey, yo, bro, we got it, you heard? It's the one. They thought we was playing for the record. Landslide! Yeah. Y'all been out of line lately. And I've been out of time lately. And they've been trying to take my time lately. I hope my mother's doing fine lately. Hope she can read between the lines lately. My little brother. And now I've been out of time lately. And they've been trying to take my time lately. I hope my mother's doing fine lately.
Hey, yo. You know what the fuck going on, man. Hey, yo, Jay Hood. Free Don Lou. For the record, we here. Fly guys on pool this shit, man. New York City stands up. What's good?
What up? Let's talk about it. Yeah.
Let me talk to these suckers,
talk
man. What the fuck going on?
What's really going on?
Fly guys on pro. Fly guys on pro. That's the word about me. When you see me outside, don't you crowd around me. That guy's a cush. It's all you smell around me. Tell the drivers in the block of the fucking lobby. The world is full of sin. Do you really copy? I'm here to fucking win, there's no way you can stop me. I don't need your support, that shit be lousy. I believe in myself, that's the only way to round me. What you know about flying out of town, nigga? What you know about pushing you a pound, nigga? Go to Florida and leave without a sound, nigga. Jump in the whip and make your fucking rounds, nigga. Don't get put up in a box when we can box, nigga. Ain't no tough Tony, don't get knocked, nigga. I ain't really tryna fuck with you clown, nigga. I'll be humble. But make a sound, nigga. From New York City, we make it boom, nigga. So don't try to pull that slick dip in the room, nigga. You pull up quick.
Yeah. It's a freestyle, straight off the top. Let's bring hip-hop back. It's your boy, Fly Down, the BX in the building. Let's go. It's from the top, call me Fly. Ain't nothing gonna stop. If you see me on the block, you better just watch. If you step up close, man, your ass will get popped. I got so many killers around me, just watch. I'm the iller and the thriller, nigga, watch when I cop. I love no, yeah, same, fuck the cops. I'ma roll around, boy, in a drop that's a hot. I got two things in to make you shot. Shit is crazy, dog, when I'm coming like I'm hot. I'ma love no, running on the block and when I'm hot. I haven't been to the block in a couple of years, but I still know that it's hot. What you know about Gaza, nigga? They like, yo, he a fucking problem, nigga. I'm like, yo, I'm just trying to solve a nigga. Have to wonder why the world don't revolve, my nigga. Yeah, keep it to yourself. They like, hit the mic, dog, do it for your health. I'm like, nigga, chill, I'm just trying to win. Nigga, yo, for real, I'm in for the win. They like, yo, never stop it when they pop it. I'm like, yo, nigga, stop it before I pop it. This shit is crazy, man, they gon' scream stop it. When I'm coming through, nigga, better watch it. It's like 3D on the internet, my nigga. You can't see me on the internet, my nigga. That's the only way, I don't play, I move around a nigga. You better watch it, yo, just move around a nigga. Yeah, and we on the same shit, though. Yeah, used to play on the strip, though. Now I'm chillin' on the strip, though. I used to be the pimp though, now I'm tryna hold it down, tryna roll around, act the way I'm from, little nigga from the boogie down. What they know about, yeah, just the illest sound. Fly guys are on the top, boy, I'm the illest now. I'ma do it for them niggas, never had shit. You better watch it when the blunt's going past shit. I ain't even tryna pass it, cause if I bought my own shit, nigga, last shit. Like a movie though, used to be all in the jacuzzi, yo. Nah, I lay low, chillin' in the fucking woods. Understand my nigga, they lookin' at me, he from the hood.
Let's get a load. Yeah.
What's brand new?
Nigga, we so humble. Blood Bull. Bulls brat. Yeah. Yeah, I took work on the home, that shit put me on my feet. He was gangsta on his post, but different room he meet.
Right.
I don't care if we the same set, I can get your brains wet. Hard body my right hand, so what that he claims yet. He ain't never run, I just got some better guns. Niggas making up and shit, mad cause we ain't never hey, hung. Fuck with mine, I fuck with yours, but chill, cause my bag lost. Had a hustle all our life, we never had fun.
These niggas and they feelings getting mad, cause my paper right. Yeah, they hate their life, cause they kicking. Right. Ain't my fault, I was on the strip breaking nights. What you need, auntie? I got that cake at night. The kids trying to feed the block. These rap niggas, they just stop. Them niggas fucking up work, so we trying to eat at night. You ain't never touch a brick, you just bag dimes. You never had no plug on your back, calling you mad times. Fuck what you done on the corner. That was chair shit, already dead shit, already led it. Your boyfriend a bum, he ain't nothing like this guy here. Everybody in the city knows my head. Put coke in the pot, cause that's all I know, all I know, all I know.
I'm a real heart to please, perhaps I have such special needs. I wondered what was wrong with me, my friends all fall so easily. But today,
We got Savage finna kill it too. Look, I just picked a beat that I can flow through. Carbonado Studios, I'm loading up the Pro Tools. Book a vessel full of Kakarot, I'm about to go cool. Daily paper filling up my pockets, but that's old news. Ain't gotta show you, I bet the teller know. Heard you just went in and got back out, like what you telling for? Yeah, I'm pushing P, you need some weed, then I can sell a boat. P.O. trying to come look at my P, I stop inhaling smoke. Fuck. I got a piss test, huh. Flexing on this beat, ain't got a bitch press, huh. Interrupt my flow, you get your shipwreck, huh. Bullet fuck you and your brother up, that's incest, told him take a seat if you ain't standing me. Mini Draco wood grain, I branches off your family tree. Big bad whoop like right outside your house, around your canopy. I don't give a damn about who you was, bitch, I'm the man to be, huh. Everything I got, I pay cash for it. Double cup, help slow me down and then I fast forward, huh. Double barrel pump, I feel like Blastoise, huh. Freak out revelations, I'm the last horse. It's an apocalypse. Every time I'm in the booth, they think Tupac exists. If somebody wants some static, I might shock a bitch. Bird brain, hoe alone, nigga, my ostrich. Louisiana more, I might just need a petting zoo. Size 45, Balenciagas, who you stepping to? I remember money was real tight, now I'm letting loose. I was down bad on my dick, I came up, I ain't helping you. My bro retarded, I got special needs. Call me free guy, but I got extra fees. I pray to God because my flesh is weak. Cause pretty women give me neck and knees. White girl, I send it live, but I be stripping lobs. Know that I'm a player, switch my roster, feel like Kevin Costner. I'm the bodyguard, I'm taking shots of alcohol. Black woman, a Barbie doll, she flashing me Mardi Gras. She all up on my balls and she won't pump with that. Got these bees buzzing with no honey pack. I paid the cost to be the boss, feel like a 100 racks. Looking for my ROI, like where my money at.
Sit down, you need to listen to me. It's been so good, I almost made you my wife. But you lied to me, tell me why you always lie to me. Even though I try to do right, cause the future seemed bright. But you always wanna fight, no. I can't love you now, can't love you no more. I can't love you no more. And I asked you to change, that seems so tough. Baby, you got some ways that I can't stay. And I know that you say that you wanna stay. But I know that I can't love you. Gotta face what I don't want to. Gotta blaze when I feel you bucking. Love you even though you wasn't. But you got dark now. Entertain them niggas on your line now. Grass ain't greener, you gon' find out. You ran out of time, baby, I'm out. I'm out, cause I can't love you now.